I'm going to start. Probably the most, relevant topic, you know, in terms of what we, since we're cooking on Yom Tov, is in terms of turning on a fire and blowing out a fire on Yom Tov, all right? So I assume here in Eretz Yisrael, everyone usually probably has gas stoves, I assume, right? Total electric? Really? Okay.
And then there's those, you know, the fancy ones with the glass.
Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. But what's interesting is because, you know, we can cook and we can't start a fire, right? And we can't blow a fire out. But what's more interesting is that, again, I don't remember this, but the if we look at the development of halacha and how practical halacha has changed, one of the biggest changes is that my impression, I've been told, that in the 50s and 60s, it was quite normal to turn electricity on in Yom Tov.
We did it.
Yeah. Yes, it was quite.
I loved secondary afternoon because I could turn the light on in my room and go in there and nobody would bother.
Yeah. You couldn't turn it off, they would turn it on. And that's something which, and I think it was very normal in most houses.
Very
common. Because in other words, it just like you can raise a fire, right? So the question is raising a lighter problem? It was a very big machlokes. That's changed. And I think today, if you would see a house where the electricity on in Yom Tov, you would think they're not religious. That's definitely changed. Okay, there's no question about that. But this is that's something that's been a major change. So
funny. Why would it be regressive that way?
I'm not exactly sure. So the question is, we'll start the issue.
The question was whether electricity is always flowing.
Yes, right. That was one question. Was it always flowing?
Nobody knew before that.
No, in other words, no. That was the question. The second question is like this, which I think that the Chazon Ish, we really don't paskin like. But he says the problem with electricity is that it's binyan. What's binyan? Because you're closing circuits, okay? But really, you can't see anything happen. However, that's probably also another reason that's been accepted. I think the real reason is because if you turn electricity on Yom Tov, right? You don't feel it's Yom Tov. That's the bottom line. That has become Yom Tov. Just like, for example, we don't question about Shabbos either, because that would change the whole game when it comes to Shabbos. It would change the whole game. So you wouldn't feel it's Shabbos. So let's start the sugya today. It's the Gemara Maseches Beitzah. The truth is, there should not be a problem at all with lighting a match in Yom Tov. Why? Because Tzorach HaChol Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to do things for cooking, and to light a match should be okay. So therefore, if we wanted now again, the problem we have today is that most stoves today, I'm not even sure what it's called, but really we used to, back in the old days, we had pilot lights, right? Everyone had pilot lights. So therefore, it really wasn't an issue to turn the fire on because the fire was there and all you were doing was raising the fire. Okay, today, I guess for safety reasons, does anybody have pilot lights today anymore? Does it exist anymore, pilot lights? I don't think it exists. Electric starters. But what will you do? If you want to turn the fire on, you have to override the electric starter and take a candle or a match and put a flame to the gas. So you have to have a Yahrzeit lamp, a light lit, right, where there's an existing flame, and then you can light a match from that, and then you can put that onto the gas. That's how it's supposed to be done. The question is,
You can unplug your stove.
Yeah, you can unplug your stove also. But the bottom line is, you have to have an existing flame. You have to have an existing flame. All right. So the question is, why? Why can't I just light a match? Right. So it's a Gemara Maseches Beitza Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Emotina Seor, lo mina Eitzim, lo mina Avonim." You're not allowed to create new fire from wood, from stones. The lo mina Ofer, not from dirt. When you have very hard dirt, the lo mina Ro'afim, and not from the tiles. Lo mina Mayim, not from water. Supposedly, if you have water in the sun and it become very hot, that's also how you create a fire. The Eim Malabdin Eserafim Litzosvam. You're not allowed to go ahead and heat up the tiles of the root in order to roast on them. Okay, so the Gemara asked the question, source number two, Eimotina Soar, my time, why can't you create fire on Yom Tov? After all, it's our Ochel Nefesh. There's no greater Ochel Nefesh than that. So Gemara says, "My taima mishum the kamolid biyontif, because you're creating on yontif." Okay, creating on yontif. Now there's such a thing before we go on, which is called nolad. What does nolad mean? Nolad means that something that did not exist before yontif, you're not allowed to go ahead. You're not allowed to use on yontif. And the classic example is if you have a chicken. And the chicken lays an egg, all right? You can't use that egg on yontif. Okay, that's the classic example. You can't use the egg. You can't use the egg on yontif. A more relevant example would be is, let's say, for example, you have a fruit tree and a fruit fell off on yontif. You can't use that fruit now, even though it already fell off on yontif itself. But since it was on the tree and yontif started, you're not allowed to go ahead. You're not allowed to use that fruit on yontif. So we look at the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say the same thing with a fire. How come you can't go ahead? You can't light a fire because you're creating a fire. And therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and use a new fire on yontif because it's molad, it's nolad. However, and that would be extremely relevant if, let's say, for example, your neighbor was a goy, a non-Jew, and you wanted to get a fire from your neighbor, a non-Jew, right? So the question is, could you really use his fire because he turned the fire on yontif also? So the Rambam says no. Rambam says here the word molad has a different shot. He says, Emotzin, look at source number 3. Emotzin is Se'esh, Lomina Eitzim, Lomina Avon, Lo Amatchas. You're not allowed to take out fire from wood, from stone, from metal, Kigon Shechochino Sezubazu, or Machin Zubazu, Achetetze Eish. Because you go ahead and you rub the stone and the wood, or the metal together, and you do the friction itself will cause a fire, like they taught the Boy Scouts. Bechain Hanefet, Hachabi Yoser Shu Kamayim, Shemanadin also Shiadlik. Nefet is a type of, neft. It's a type of, what? It's a fuel that you move it a lot and it lights. Oh, kli zach kosh zechuches mleyamayim shemanichin osok neged ein hashemesh achi yachzor nagle pishta nuchyotzo v'yadlik. So what you do is that you take the water. The water becomes so hot that you can put flax there, and the flax are going to cause it will touch the glass, and the glass will ignite. So you know. Bottom line is you can't create new fire on yontif. Kol zech yotzibo asher biyontif. Why? Shelo hutar biyontif el lahaber meish metzuya. You're only allowed on yontif to cook from fire that's already there. And why is that? Avalaham si ice asher. But great fire is asher. Shari efshir laham shosub erev. Because you can go ahead. And why would we allow you to go ahead and make fire on yontif if you could have already had fire before yontif? In other words, remember, yontif, it's, you only had to do those things. You couldn't have done that every yontif. But they have a fire on yontif from Arab yontif. It's very simple. You go ahead and you buy a candle, right? A 24-hour candle. You light the candle, right? And it's all good. It's all done. So therefore, according to Rambam, it's not that it's muksa wasn't there. In other words, why would we allow you to do malacha on yontif, which you could have done when? On Arab yontif. That's the Rambam Shita. The Magid Mishnah comes along and he says no. Okay. Now, according to the Rambam, what does that mean? That would mean that very simply, let's say, I'm sure this has happened. I lit a Yortzeit candle before yontif, right? And I blew out. So according to the Rambam, I should be allowed to go light a match on yontif. Why? Because I went ahead, what did I do? I did what I was supposed to do. I couldn't help it. So, okay, that's according to the Rambam. However, the Ravid, he says like this, Amar Avram, you look at the second to last line, V'yomer itnei shu molid v'en kanachana. He says, it's not because you could have done it on Erev Yomtif. It's because you're creating something new. And you're not allowed to create something new on Yomtif. Right? And therefore, according to the Magid Mishnah, if you would do it, it's sort of like an egg that was laid. And therefore, it's muksa. Okay? It's like muksa. So what's the argument? Gemara says, Bikshum the kamolid biyomtif. So the Rambam focuses on yontif. You're molid, you create something new on yontif, which you could have done when? And the Ravid focuses on the word molid. Okay, so if you go ahead and look at, he says the Magen Mishnah says the question is, the Ravid is right, you're creating something new. How can the Rambam hold it's okay. Okay? See, he says it like this. The Ravid says, the Machan Mishnah, if you look at the third line, Va'ani roekan chefetz lahasig. See, he says like this. He says, the Ravid is jumping on the Rambam, and he says, the Ravid says, he says, the Ravid is jumping on the Rambam, and he says, the Ravid wants to argue. That's his face. Va'ani roekan, I see here a chefetz lahasig, because he says, I feel that the Rambam is correct. Why? He says, what's the Rambam saying? Rambam saying is, if you light a match on Yom Tov, it's asur because you could have done it before Yom Tov lit a candle. And the Ravid said, no, it's no lot, it's muksa, wasn't there. So he says, the Rambam says, the Magmisha says, according to the Rambam, no lot, something not being there is something that that you actually use it itself. It's something which, when you talk about nolad, it's something where the thing was created, it's something which by itself has a purpose. Okay? In other words, when Chazal said that something that's created, okay, something that's created is muksa, alright? So he says, that's something which by itself it's something which is by itself has a purpose. It's not there for something else. So when the egg is laid on Yom Tov, what's the point of the egg? What do you do with an egg? You eat it. You eat it. A fruit. You eat the fruit. He says here, the point of the fire is not the fire. The point of the fire is to cook something. Right? So therefore he said, that would not be an Isser of Muksa. V'niro akan chepetz lahasig, shari ein ze kebeta shenol v'sha asura, l'fisha ein ze dovaroi v'atzma l'vasha olefesbo. The point of the fire is to cook and to bake. V'nira shimahotzi, and he says, let's say for example, a person lit a match. Let's say you walk into your kitchen, right, on Yom Tov, okay, and one of your kids is wants to cook something. No, it's mutter, and they can't use the gas because electrics. They say light a match, and they override the starter and they light it. Did something wrong? We didn't realize. Are you allowed to use that fire, or you can't use that fire? So therefore, the Magen Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, it's mutter. He did something wrong. It was a mistake. All right, but it's not muksa. V'nira shimhotzi shmutal ishtamis bo, v'lo asrua elev neshalo hayalo laholiv. The only reason is that really it should be mutter to light a match on Yom Tov. The only reason why it's usur is because we're afraid that you could have something you should have done from erev Yom Tov. But if someone made a mistake and lit a match, Then it should be mutter. Okay, you're allowed to use it. Okay, so let's look at the halacha. So, source number 5. Ein motzien esh. You're not allowed to create a fire in Yom Tov. Lo min ha'etzim, not from wood. Velo min ha'avanim, and not from stones. Velo min ha'ofer, not from dirt. Velo min ha'mayim, and not from water. In other words, if you heat the water up hot enough, the glass becomes hot, and then you go ahead and put straw to the glass, that will cause a fire. Vein osim pechamim, and you're not allowed to go ahead, and you're not allowed to make charcoal by blowing it out. Okay, vein ofchim am puach of shuferes. He's fine. So he said like this. So actually the rest of this is not really, really relevant to us for now. So then if you look at source number 6, Emotzi and Eish. So the Birka Yosef says that the Taima, Hoil the Hefshir Lahotzi Eish Mer of Yom Tov. Since it's possible to go ahead and to take out a fire on Erev Yom Tov, he says, now, the question is, what happens to someone who wasn't able to do it? Okay, for whatever crazy reason there was, you didn't have matches, whatever crazy reason. Or here's the perfect example, okay? You didn't have a Yortzeit candle. You have a Yortzeit candle, right? Or you walked in very late to the house. Can you light a candle? Can you go ahead and light a candle on Yom Tov? Light a match. So he says. So the bottom line is that you're allowed to. Mutter lahotzi b'Yom Tov chenir das harav balatos v'zal. Okay. However, that's the sheet of the Birka Yosef. So Birchei Yosef holds that if you tried to, for whatever reason, you weren't able to prepare a candle before Yom Tov, so Birchei Yosef holds, you're allowed to go ahead and prepare a candle, you're allowed to light a candle, light a match on Yom Tov itself. However, not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to that. So the question is why? Because we'll see. Let's say, for example, one of the halachas is you're not allowed to go ahead and to make a kli on Yom Tov. Okay, now we don't make kalim on Yom Tov in general today, but let's look at source number 7. So he says like this. Let's say shpud. A shpud is a spit. Sherotz and litzvot bo. You want a roast on the spit, but it's too long. Vayarach yoshem midayin. It's too long. Ashul echadcho. You're not allowed to cut it. Velo lasarfo. He says, or to burn it off. Because why? So the Mishnah Berurah says in source number 7, because by doing this, you're making a kli, and making a kli is usher, since you could have done it, since you really could have done it before Yom Tov. So the Shaar HaTzion says, the Al Kain, he says, well, what happens if I didn't have time there of Yom Tov? You know, I was doing so many things, I didn't have time to make the Shvud. So the reason why I can't make a kli on Yom Tov itself, because I could have done it before Yom Tov. Let's say I couldn't do it. The Al Kain, af im lo hoya lo shos latachner of Yom Tov, says even if you don't have time to make it of Yom Tov, usser. The chen kosel yo rabba vagra, and so writes lo yo rabba and vagra, that if you don't have time to go ahead and make it an erev Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Hinei Magen Avram kosev, the Magen Avram writes, the dafka b'she'ef shel tachner of Yom Tov, when do you say that you're not allowed to fix the kli on Yom Tov, you were able to do it erev Yom Tov. Because the Ramah above says that if something is broken, you're allowed to fix it. And here it doesn't say anything. When the Machaber says you can't make a kli on Yom Tov by cutting the spit down, that would be because you could have done an erev Yom Tov. He says, however, there are those who hold that you're not allowed to fix the kli that broke on Yom Tov because of tikkun mana, all right? And therefore, just like you can't fix the kli on Yom Tov because of tikkun mana, a kli broke, because it's makav apatish, you shouldn't be allowed to fix a kli on Yom Tov, to make a kli on Yom Tov, but either. He says, and the bottom line is, he would hold that he thinks it's definitely usher. So just like it's usher to go ahead and to make a kli, right? So even if you didn't have a chance, so also to go ahead and to make a fire should be usher also. However, the difference between making a kli and making a fire is that making a kli, there are those who would say that's, there's no heter for tikkun kli on Shabbos, making a fire, so lechoro would be mutter. Rav Melamed paskins that, let's say, for example, you lit a candle on Yom Tov, and you come Yom Tov morning, and the candle's out. And you go to everyone in your building, okay, and you can't find the fire, which, by the way, has definitely happened, okay, in this neighborhood, okay? People, you see people walking on the street with a candle on Yom Tov, all right? Yeah, whatever happens, you know, everything goes out. So Malamed Paskin, in that situation, you're actually able to rely on the Rambam, and since you try, you're able to light a match on Yom Tov, okay? Again, I would personally, and that's fine, I would personally feel more comfortable of doing it over shinui. Now, what does shinui mean? Lighting a match of a shinui could be dangerous, okay? So obviously you can't do that. But I would say, you know, I'd have to try it at home first so you can do it. But if usually, I think I light a match with my right hand and the matchbook is in the left hand. I would see if I could switch it around, not being dangerous. If a person wasn't able to do it in a way where it wouldn't be dangerous, then you could do it regularly. But if the fire goes out, so then enchanami, and you try and you can't get a hold of another flame, there's no question of the mutter. So then, if you go and look, he says like this. So now he says, if you look at source number 10, so the Piskei Tshuvas, he says like this. He says, source number 10, he says, Ein motzi an eish, ukvar biyarnu shalurov poskim, iser havaras eish chadash biyantuk midrabanan. So according to most poskim, making a fire on Yom Tov is only asur merabbanan. Ulechein kasva poskim sheyesh lahatir grama va'avaras esh b'Yom Tov. If you want to go ahead and you want to make a new fire and you do it through a grama, so then it will be mutter. And there's a way. I guess the v'yesha kasva she'av she'en limchos v'anam akilim mikol makom tov limana. Okay, he says. The Bigram Havara Kashupzik Resha. It's good to go ahead and to try not to do a grama. He says, if it's going to be secretia, it's definitely going to happen. He says, and even though we say you're allowed to do a grama, right? But a person should not do that for Kviyas of the Chachila. But he says, you're definitely allowed to ask a guy to light it because of this whole issue. It's Drabbanan, and it's for Tzorach Suda, so you're definitely allowed to ask a guy to light a match for you on Yom Tov. There would be no problem with that. And that's why there's no problem. And so, by the way, I would just say, so what does that mean? Because the truth is, you're going to ask me, okay, what's a grumma here, right? How do you make a fire? I can tell you how you make a fire of a shinui. I have no clue how you make a fire with a grumma. Okay, I can tell you how you blow out a fire of a grumma, but I have no idea how you can go ahead and you can do a grumma. However, the reason is like this, and this is actually something which is on lemaisa. Let's say I walk into the shul. The truth is, it actually happened shavuos. I spend a lot of time here shavuos because. I sleep for 2 hours in the morning and that's it, and I come in and the air conditioning's off, right? So, and it's quite hot. So if I put the timer on, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I have the timer set, I can turn the timer to go on for 2:20, so the air conditioning will go on. That's a gram havara. Shabbos, that's aser, alright? But Yom Tov, it's not a problem to do gram havara, to go ahead, and that's why it's mutter to go, because in other words, he says, let's consider lighting putting on electricity like Havara. That's what we accept today. We can't turn electricity on Yom Tov. That's what we accept. So if I go out and use a timer, and therefore it's going to turn on later, 20 minutes, because I did a timer, that's mutter on Yom Tov. That's what it's based on. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're talking about a match here. What about one of those little clicker things? For the stove?
How does that work? That's electricity.
Yes, it's about out.
That's electricity.
No, it's a lot lighter, but that makes it goes out when you let go.
So I wouldn't use it. That's actually, you're right.
That's also, you're making a spark.
No, so a match. What you do is the difference is that in other words, you're saying in a case where it's mutter to use a match where you fire one out, use a lighter. So first of all, the difference in a match and a lighter is. Very simply, the lighter, as soon as you let go, right, it goes out. Okay, so if you wanted to light the light in that situation and hold on to it till the fuel runs out, that wouldn't be a problem. By a match,
there's no fuel; you're just going on the spark. It has a spark. The one I have uses fuel, but we ran out of fuel a long time ago. So that's
the same thing as a match. Same thing as a match. Because basically it's like rubbing metal. It's how it works. It's rubbing metal together. That's how it works. But that's what. So in other words. So therefore, I don't know how you would have gram havara, but the way you have gram havara is electricity, and that's why since there's a machlokes rishonim, right? What the reason is, and it's only asum rabbanan. So if you do b'derech grama, so therefore it will be mutter, and that's why you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to set the timer for it to go on later. That's
the thing that Machon Somet makes for Yom Tov.
So that Machon Somet, if I'm not mistaken, that's to blow it out, right?
Yes.
What? That's the blow. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. But that's also the same thing. That works through grumma. We have to talk. But we're not going to get to the whole issue of ground kibbutz. But I'd like to start with the Gemara. We don't have time for this week, and then Mishnah next week we'll explain it more. So the Gemara says, how about blowing out a candle? All right. So boy minei ava bar marta meyabaye. So Mishnah is based on chaf bezim and aleph. Is a person allowed to blow out a candle on Yom Tov? Ma'al. So why would you want to blow out a candle? Okay. They don't say it because you want to sleep. I don't understand this. Ma'al lechabos ner and they dover acher. So let's say, for example, a husband and wife want to be intimate, and therefore they can't because it's light. Can you blow out the candle for that reason? So Amr lo says that no. Efshar bayis acher. Go to a different house. Go to a different room. Ain lo bayis achar. Let's say all you have is one room in the house. My efshalash machitza. You can make a machitza. You know, a little wall around it. Ain lo as machitza. He says you can't go ahead and you can't make a machitza. My efshar likvos alavas a kli. You can put a kli on it. I guess there's holes in it, so the oxygen will come in and won't blow out. Ain lo kli my. Let's say you don't have a kli. Amrle aser. It's aser. So it's aser to go ahead and to blow out. To blow out a candle on Yom Tov, okay? Which same thing happens to a fire. Say Eisavei. So I'll ask you a question. Gemara says, "Ein mechamin zebakas." Look at the locha seleho. You're not allowed to blow out a log of wood. Let's say you have a log in the fireplace, and you know what? It's not so hot anymore. I don't need it. I want to save the fuel. Can I blow out the fire? You know, on Yom Tov, in order to save the wood. He says, "So then it's aser." But if you're doing it so the house should not fill with smoke, or you don't want the pot to get burnt, what's the halacha? The halacha is that it's mutter. So it's mutter. So how can you tell me you can't blow out a fire when we see here that you're allowed to blow out a log of wood so the house shouldn't fill with smoke? So Amrlei, Hahi Rabbi Yehudahi. He says, the Gemara, the Brice, that implies you're allowed to blow out a fire. That's Yehuda Shita, who holds Machshir Yochel Nefesh as Mutter. Ki Amina, when I was asking Rabbanan, so Bamin Abay Miraba Ma'u Lechavos Lech of Yontif. Are you allowed to go ahead and blow out a fire on Yontif? Heichidikas Sakhanas Lvanja Lovin Boile. If it's Sakhanas Nefesh, this is a fire, obviously you can go ahead and blow out a fire on Yontif. Sakhanas Gafil Vashavashari. Let's say, for example, someone's house is on fire, and you know everyone can get out, but the house is going to be destroyed with no insurance. Can you go ahead and can you blow out the fire on Yom Tov? The answer is, usser. So he says, how can you say it's usser? After all, you're allowed to blow out a log of wood in order to go ahead, and in order to save the wood, because you don't want to use all the fuel. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds Machshir Yochel Nefesh Mutter, but we hold that it's Aser. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, source number 14, I'll finish off with this just to get the halacha. Aser lechavos leka b'yontiv. It's Aser to go ahead and to blow out a fire on Yontiv. Afilu imroa beisho shenisraf. Even if you see the house is going to burn down. Okay, now obviously, if someone's house is on fire here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you have to call the fire department. Because, in other words, the bottom line is if one house is on fire, a second house can go on fire, and a third house can go on fire, and you can have the Great Chicago Fire again, and that could kill people, alright? But let's say, for example, you're living in some, you know, a cottage somewhere where 5 miles around, there's nothing around, you don't know who's going to get killed. You can just walk out of the house and that's it. All right. Doesn't really happen today. He says. But let's say you want to blow out the house. He said you want to blow out the candle in order the house shouldn't fill with smoke. In order because you're afraid the food's going to get burnt or because a man wants to make them with his wife. It's usher. So he says. He says like this. So he says we look at the third Haggadah, the third line. V'yesha omrim dafka im efshel ahatzel like there below kibui. When do you say that you're allowed that you can't blow out the fire? Is that if you're afraid that you're not going to be able, there's other ways to save the food. Okay, in other words, what do I mean? Take the food off the fire, right? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
And put the food on the table. He says, "I'm efshel lo lahatzil l'vashlo v'deira." However, if the fire is too high and the food's going to burn, and you need to keep it on the fire, then you're allowed to lower the fire. Minyach harak shi'chav mutal chavos. V'chein nirli ikur, v'chein b'bayis, and also in the house, in Yisarav habayis, l'machon l'echosham, if you go ahead and you burn, you leave the fire on, you will not be able to eat there, v'yavset sudaso, mutr l'chav v'shalat v'lo at the fire, alon yesh l'bayis achar l'echosham, ash l'chav shem hefsem amono. So therefore he says, so Rama says, he argues in l'chav, he says, when do you say you can't turn the fire off? If you can still stay in the house. But if it get too hot, you can't stay in the house, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to turn the fire off, you're allowed to lower the flame. Alright? So we're going to talk about this more next week. I will just tell you, obviously it had to do with my father's, my father inherited from his mother a fear of anything bad happening. Okay? I never realized where this came from. My aunt Anna told this to me. She says, my mother was very fearful of anything happening. And therefore, if the gas was on a whole night, my father would be afraid that the fire would blow out and the house would fill with gas and we'd all die. That was the bottom line. Hey, so why on Shabbos it didn't bother him to keep the blechan, I don't know. Okay? But on Yom Tov, it really bothered him, right? And for that reason, whatever it was, it's definitely 2 days after. But whatever, I'm just telling you, whatever it was. I can't say it happened every single time. He would turn the fire off of a shinoi. And by the way, he would turn the fire off of a shinoi in those days, based on the Ramah. According to Machaber, it's more of a problem. According to Ramah, if you feel that the house might burn, right, then you're allowed to go ahead. Or even if the kitchen is going to be too hot, you have to be in the kitchen. So then, according to Ramah, there's a heter to go ahead, there's a heter to turn the fire off. Now, therefore, since for that reason it's mutter, by doing a grama, since asumi de rabbanon, and doing a grama and rabbanon is okay. And that's the way the Machon Somet thing works. That's the way the Machon Somet thing works out. I would just tell you that, there's another way I do a grama, by the way, because if you have you have the gas switch in the back by the stove, right? So if you switch that off, that will cause the fire to go out, and that will happen 3 or 4 seconds later, all right? As opposed to doing it. So it's really, really, the truth is really sort of like Machon Somet, by the way, the same thing. Again, I'm not sure everyone should do that, but that's one way to do a grama. But based on the Ramah holds that if you're not able to eat in the house, that's the ochel nefesh, you'll have to blow it out. And when the Gemara says it's usher, that's talking about where you could still eat in the east, you could still have a place to eat. That's it. So we'll talk more about that next week.
Your side candle will burn low, and like half the time that you try to get the fire, your side candle goes out.
Really?
Is that like use the 48-hour candle? That's what I do.
I don't know. In other words,
half the 48 hour candle.
What?
I would say half the 48
hour
candle.
Really? I never heard that. I
make a small one. Like, right. I tried to get the 48-hour one also.
Yeah, the 48-hour one.
And anyway. You see, it's interesting. Rav Lamed Paskins that if you lit and blew out, you're allowed to do it again. The truth is, probably your situation is probably more difficult because if you live in a building, you can probably get it from somebody else and it won't blow out. But you live in a house, I don't know how easy that is. So according to Rav Lamed, you're allowed to go ahead and light a match. I would try to do it machinery though. I would definitely try to get the 48 candle one. But that's what he says, Rav Lamed. All right.
Thank you.
We'll leave it here.